Time for the Stain Gang podcast with Stephanie Radecki as we talk about Midwestern State Volleyball. Finally, a grueling five-game road trip is behind the Mustangs, and they finish it off in style, going into Eastern New Mexico and winning in straight sets and really dominating from the start of that match. It had to be pretty much exactly what you wanted to put that three-game losing streak behind you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was really important for us to come out strong and be very focused and disciplined, and especially on the road with quite a long travel streak. I'm just stealing your words. It was really important.
They're not mine. You can have them.
To come out strong, and we did that. I think we played very crisp and very efficient the entire match. And I think, you know, Eastern New Mexico was very high error, but I do think that they made some changes throughout the match, and as you could see in the scores, and our girls were very focused and managed that really well.
Is that what was lacking at Texas A&M International, was focus?
There was a lot. It was, you know, obviously it's really hard to win on the road, and every team in our conference is really good. Not an excuse, but it makes it a little bit more challenging when you're on those long bus trips and you're coming off a quick turnaround from a disappointing loss. And I just don't think that we dialed back in fast enough. And then we just had one of those nights where everything was not working very well. I think all of the players could say I didn't play my best, basically, and it was just a really frustrating night. And, you know, Sadie didn't play, and, you know, we just were already kind of shy on depth. And so I think just all together, it just was a tough day for us.
It is tough when you play Friday night and you're in an emotional match, a match you put a lot into, and you have to turn around and you're on the road, especially, and you got to make that trip.
Yeah.
There are unique challenges that come with the volleyball schedule.
Yeah, and there are challenges for all the teams in our conference. We all have the same challenges. I mean, some of us have a few longer bus trips based on the schedule, or are a little bit further away based on where our location is. But, you know, all in all, it's a turnaround to get food, get on the bus, travel a couple hours, wake up the next day and start preparing for the next opponent. And even though International isn't having the season that they want, they have very dominating outside hitters. They have two really strong, long, athletic middles. And so if they're on, and they're very good. And so, you know, it was just a tough day for us as a team. And so it was nice to see us refocus and really dial in.
And you hadn't really had a match like that this year.
No, we haven't. I mean, we've talked about it. Like, we haven't lost in three. We, you know, knock on the wood that's next to me for all you listeners. You know, we've had a lot of matches where, like, maybe we've been up by two and went five, or down by two and went five. But, like, we've battled, we've fought. They don't quit. Even, you know, like, International, we didn't quit. We fought till the very end. They have done a really nice job of doing that, and I think it's a really special thing. So
now you get a chance to come back home, but that five-game road trip definitely is kind of a section of the schedule. How would you evaluate your team through those five games?
You know, I think we have a very balanced offense, and I think that's what is very important. And along with that, it is also important that all those pieces are very consistent in producing every night. You know, when you have five hitters in your lineup that all put up really strong numbers consistently, when one or two of those pieces are off, it makes it a little bit harder because the others have to do more, or you're going to really struggle. So I think moving forward, we just have to really focus on, like, we have to be consistent. We all have to do our job and put up good numbers. You know, I think last night, I think it was Ari, Bella, and Trinity didn't have one hitting error between the three of them.
I think they combined for 27 of your 37 kills.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I mean, I thought Demi played well. I thought Jaden blocked extremely well.
I think she was in on three of six blocks for
you.
So,
like, that balance is what's going to allow us to be competitive with these really strong teams that we have remaining on our schedule.
That starts with the Dallas Baptist. And just kind of looking at their season, they've been on a roller coaster ride this year. They'll win three in a row, lose three in a row. They're going to come in here with a bit of a losing streak, probably with a chip on their shoulder.
Of course.
And it hasn't taken long, and I got this from listening to the other broadcasters while you were on the road, for people to have a pretty healthy respect for Midwestern State.
Yeah, I think that it's pretty obvious that this year in this conference that we're someone that's going to battle and going to do some really nice things. And so, and obviously we've proven that we are difficult to play at home. So that's always a nice,
I think 8-0 speaks for itself.
That's a nice record to have at home. You know, DBU is always strong. They're always good. They're very offensive. They're a very good blocking team. They are coached extremely well. So they're obviously a really challenging team to play. So it should be, it's really nice that we have them at home. And so it should be a great match Friday night.
When you're playing a team that you just described, an offensive team, how do you counter that?
Well, luckily we're a strong defensive team, so that's really nice. It's a good balance.
So it's strength against strength?
I think so. You know, I do think we need to be disciplined blocking and, you know, set up a nice block for our defense to defend around, and that'll be a really important thing for us to focus on. But it is nice that we're strong defensively, and I think that our hitters are playing really well right now, and we have to pass the ball well. We have to be in system. I think those are obvious things that every team has to do to be successful in volleyball. But and being at home, it should make us feel more comfortable serving a little bit tougher and making sure that we try to keep them out of system. So, yeah, it should be a good match.
You're talking about your defense, and you mentioned Sadie missed the match in Laredo. What's her status?
She's good. She played last night, so it was a quick turnaround. It wasn't anything serious, but we felt that it was important that she not play Saturday. So, but she played last night. She played very well. She's passing the ball extremely well, so it's always important to have everyone that's possible to play.
But especially for you this year, because you're, as we've talked about on previous podcasts, your numbers are down. So you really need everybody to stay healthy.
Yeah, our numbers are way down. But our defense, our defensive players have been really consistently showing up, and they're all contributing. Right now we have four that are playing in our lineup. And so, you know, I think that's really important for us to keep those four healthy and be at full force defensively.
I know in other sports they say defense travels. In other words, you really shouldn't slump defensively. Is that true in volleyball?
Yeah, I mean, I think that our players have done that this year. Like, we've just, no matter what's happened, I think we've been pretty relentless defensively and had a pride for that portion of our game. And you know, our six rotation outsides, Trinity and Demi. That was awesome.
Well, you picked up a new player?
I did. And Demi, or as something different Grill called her, Denny, plays a lot of defense. She's a great passer. They're both great passers. So I think having that in our, you know, toolbox is really nice to have too.
Would you say that that's your style of coaching?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think that's just something that we look for, that's important for us in recruiting. And then it's also how we train. Like, we train all of our players from the first practice, a lot of passing, a lot of ball control. We want all of them to be able to handle the ball. So I think that's really important.
As we come down the stretch run here, where do you still see where your team needs to improve? I know we've talked about blocking in the past, and you have become a better blocking team.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just every aspect of the day of the game right now, we have to be at our best. So when you talk about putting yourself in a position late in the season to be ready to compete for championships, you just have to keep improving and adding more things into your offense all season long. So we've been trying to work on that.
Do you feel like after that 5-game road trip, you come back to D.L. Ligon Coliseum as a better team?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know more about ourselves. We know more about what we need to do, changes we need to make, you know, strengths that we have. I think it always makes you a better team. And, I mean, you can't spend that much time on a bus with people and not get to know them a little more. So I feel like this team is...
For better or worse.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think this team's done a great job of just how they interact with each other, how they treat each other is really fun to watch.
Do you see teams approaching you differently, playing you differently than maybe they did early in the year because there's more film on you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do think that, you know, as you get later in the season, teams can scout you more, get to know you more, watch more versions of yourself. And so, obviously, at this point, everyone knows what everyone's doing and how do you execute that during a match. And then we've talked a lot about how you evolve during a match. And so, you know, yeah, the answer to that question is yes.
As a coach, do you try to put in a new wrinkle in the last third of the season, give something to an opponent that they haven't seen on tape?
Well, yeah, I think we've consistently just talked to our middles about running different things and trying to get a different look. And, you know, I think mid-season we really worked on our outsides, you know, running different play sets, and they've definitely shown that they are willing and excited to do that. And so it's just continuing to add those pieces. I do think that this team from the start has done a little bit of everything. So I don't think there's any shocking things that we could add other than just continuing to switch up our defense if we need to. I think our team is really capable of doing that based on like another team's strengths, or maybe adding or running one playset more than another one just because we think it'll be more effective versus a specific team. It just kind of depends.
You're kind of capable of adapting. You're a little bit of a chameleon team. You can play different styles.
I think so. I mean, we've worked on several different defenses. I think our middles run a lot of different options. You know, I think there's a rotation where Ari plays outside and Trinity plays right side. We can do that in a lot of different situations. We've practiced a lot with even Bella and Jaden hitting on the outside, and they're both comfortable doing that. So there's different things that we can do that I think are really nice and fun.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about TWU coming in here on Saturday. And while Dallas Baptist comes in here with a four-match losing streak, TWU's got a winning streak entering this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, TWU is playing really well, and they're sitting in the top four in the conference right now. They're coming off some really big wins, and it's nice that we have them at home. I believe we went to their place last year, so it's really nice to play them here. They're a very good team, very athletic, very fun, fast, do a lot of really nice things. So another team that has a really strong outside that scores a lot of points. So we just have to be ready for that.
It's pretty typical of an LSC team, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Halloween candy? If you were to go out trick-or-treating.
Where did you pull that from?
Well, you're playing on Halloween.
I would say for a savory treat, I would say a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And I would say for a more sweet treat, probably some kind of Sweet Tarts.
Well, that's Sweet Tarts?
Yeah.
That's what you picked?
Yep, that's what I pick. Don't judge me.
I know, I'm
What's
judging.
What's yours?
No, the peanut butter. No, the Reese's is great. I wasn't expecting Sweet Tarts.
I had to go two different. You can't just give me one. There's two different categories.
Okay. Well, I think the Reese's covers it all.
Okay.
But, and then I know you, I've seen Snickers in your office too.
Those, the players eat Snickers. I'm not a huge Snickers fan.
Well, that's
I
okay.
I do like the Fast Breaks, which are another version of the Reese's Cup. You'll have to try.
Well, tell me more.
It's like more of a nougat Reese's. Is that a real word?
No, it sounds good. It sounded exactly like you knew what you were talking about, so just go with it.
Okay.
There's an Oreo Reese's now, too.
I do like some Oreos.
I like Oreos, and I like Reese's.
Those together.
What could go wrong?
We'll have to try it.
I can't imagine anything would go wrong. I got a feeling we'll probably have a couple of people in costume at DL Lincoln Coliseum on Friday.
Let's go.
So
yeah,
make it a party atmosphere.
Yeah.
Let's make it quick.
Let's make it a win.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, let's make it a win. But you took care of Eastern New Mexico pretty quick.
Yeah.
All right, Stephanie. Have a good weekend. We'll see you. And we'll have the games on Flo College this weekend.
Sounds good.
That's Stephanie Radecki, the head volleyball coach here at Midwestern State University. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stain Gang podcast. Be sure to make your plans to spend Halloween at D.L. Ligon Coliseum enjoying all the volleyball. We've got a big weekend of volleyball coming up. Be a part of it. I'm Pete Stein. So long.